Hey everyone, I'm back. So today I wanted to talk about decluttering your life and how great that can make you feel. Well, at least for me personally. So earlier I was watching a video of Evelyn from the internet. I don't know if everyone knows who she is, but she is a hilarious YouTuber and just really a social media person. And she did a video reviewing a book that detailed how you can basically declutter your life and like how you can remove things from your life that you don't necessarily need or want. And she decluttered her entire closet, and it kind of inspired me today. I've been in such a funk lately. I've been in such a rut with just everything, with my writing, with my recording, with basically every aspect of my life. I've just kind of been stuck. I've been feeling stuck, and I think part of it has to do with me being back home and just not having all of the personal time that I'm used to. But it just kind of inspired me, and I think what it clicked for me was that a lot of the stuff that I've just been surrounding myself with, and I'm talking more physical stuff, my life has been very cluttered with the amount of things I have that I don't really need. And I noticed this when I moved to school over the summer, and I was only trying to bring a certain amount of items, and I ended up bringing way more than I needed, and I ended up bringing clothes that I honestly haven't worn in years. And every year I kind of go through my clothes and get rid of a bunch of stuff, but I always hold on to things that I still don't wear or I'm not going to wear. I tell myself that I'll wear them at some point, and I just never do. So one of the things I wanted to do tomorrow is kind of go through not just my clothes, but just like my physical possessions that I still have, and I still, when I move into school, I still bring with me, and really just get rid of everything that I don't need and that I never wear or I never use. And one of the tips that Evelyn had said she learned from the book that she read was to go through, whenever you're decluttering, to go through each item and say, does this item make me happy? Like, is there some kind of joy or benefit that I'm getting from this item or this piece of clothing? And if it doesn't make you happy, or if it doesn't give you any kind of benefit, if you're not utilizing it at all, just get rid of it. And that's the best way to declutter. So yeah, I'm just gonna go through everything tomorrow and just kind of like declutter the things that I don't need, that don't make me happy, that I don't utilize, that I don't benefit from. And I think that'll really help kind of put me in a better, clearer space, clearer mind space. And for me personally, I always like to, when I am living on my own or living in a dorm, I always like to keep my room very clean and tidy and not necessarily minimalist, because I do have a lot of things. But for me, it just, the more clutter and the more mess that's surrounding me, the less able I am to focus, the less able I am to really be creative and to kind of wake up and be bright and energetic. Like, I kind of hold all the clutter and all the mess. It kind of takes over my personality for the day, or it kind of clouds my mind. It doesn't give me the clearest mind space, and that's what I've always notice, and I always just generally like to keep a clean room, and keep the clutter to a minimum. So I just wanted to ask anyone else if they feel this way. Does anyone else feel, more bright and energetic and just really, inspired or really focused when they don't have clutter around them, and when their room is nice and neat and tidy and it's not a mess and there aren't clothes everywhere and there just aren't things that you don't need everywhere piling up? So I wanted to ask anyone to call in and just tell me how it feels for you to declutter, or if you're just the kind of person who never declutters, or if the mess doesn't bother you, or if you just, really don't have an outlook on having like a clean and tidy space, if it doesn't really affect you, or if it does, tell me how it does affect you. So yeah, go ahead and call in, and I just want to hear your thoughts, and I will see you guys tomorrow.